Welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Midtown. We're here to remind you that such is the nature of life, that all it asks and all it wants is the opportunity to appear. You have that opportunity, and so am I, and so it is. Because all life is wanting and doing is living itself through us, through each individual, through each group, through each organization. We can only honor every individual who comes to us. We are here because we believe in you. We believe in the power of life to move through all of us and to bring about a world that works for everyone. Because of this, and because we are so excited about it and about who you are, we are excited to recognize you. Whatever your race, whatever your sexuality, whatever your identity, whatever group you choose to be identified with, however you see yourself in the world, because all being one does not mean we are all the same. It means we celebrate our uniqueness 100% all the way through. So this is a word about who we are. As we move into our time together, we know that you will get a good idea or two, and you will find some growth and opportunities that show up for you. So I'd like to share a little more about who we are by sharing with you our Declaration of Principles. This was written by Dr. Ernest Holmes, the founder of this teaching. I believe in one God, one absolute power and first cause to all things. I believe that this power is perfect love, and it creates out of a desire to express love. I believe all thought is creative, and how I choose to think creates my personal experience. I believe in the unity of all life, in the immortality of the individual soul forever unfolding. I believe in the eternal goodness, the eternal loving kindness, and the eternal givingness of God to all. And so it is. And now we'll hear from one of our practitioners. Practitioners are people who have studied this teaching, are well-trained in how to use it for themselves and one another and for others. They are here to support you in your spiritual growth and to help you in whatever way you feel you could reach out to them for. Today, we're going to hear from one of our lead practitioners, Judy Ailey, as she shares some good ideas and will guide us in an affirmative prayer or spiritual mind treatment. Take it away, Judy.
Thank you, Dr. Bob. Well, welcome to CSL Midtown. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, and I think on this broadcast, we're all over this world, all over this United States. Our theme for this month of April has been Stepping into the Unknown. You know, as I look around our physical world, there does seem to be so much that is unknown. We may feel that we're at a turning point in our culture with some of the recent decisions that have come down. Some of them are very hopeful. And we may hope that it's a turning point and that only more good will come. And we trust that with spirit that this is true. You know, there's so much unknown about the pandemic that we've all been living through this past year. We don't really have any guarantees about how it's all going to come out. You know, the scientists keep discovering new things. Our medical people keep finding out new things about the pandemic, about the vaccinations every day. So there are so many unknowns. And, you know, my mind immediately flips to climate change. There's a lot of unknowns about that too. So we really live in a situation in our physical world where there just seems to be a lot of unknowns. You know, our topic for today is stepping out and stepping up. And the affirmation for today is, I confidently step up and into my greatness. One of the basic tenets that we have in this teaching is that at the heart of who we each are is a wholeness, a purity, a complete and total worthiness, and a greatness. That we are divine beings, each created uniquely and endowed with our own perfect gift to share with the world. We each are a piece of the great fabric of life. We each have something to contribute that is unique and essential for this great mosaic of life to function perfectly. How do we get to a point where we have a deep belief and solidness in our faith, in our own individual worthiness and greatness? How do we build this kind of confidence and faith in who we are? Do we believe in ourselves as these spiritual beings that are created with unique gifts that are essential and important to the world? How do I confidently step up and into my greatness? I recently heard a deeply moving rendition of an old piece of music. It was a gospel choir. It really moved me. I know you're going to remember this song. It's called "He's Got the Whole World in His Hands." You know, and somehow in the moment that I heard that, I found comfort and strength in those words, because I believe in my heart that behind and through the appearance of all the things that are going on in the world, that there is a divine plan for goodness to be expressed, that the whole world is in spirit's hands. So Emma Curtis Hopkins, who was one of Ernest Holmes' teachers, says that we must learn to tap into our inner mystical place. And that as we learn to tap into this place, this inner mystical place, that we feel the very presence of life that is coursing through us. We are tapping into the all-knowingness of infinite intelligence. We are aligning ourselves with our highest self. We are aware of the ever-present loving presence of good that we are never separated from. And we sense that this presence also is a great power and can accomplish all things. If this power is truly complete and total love, it only desires the very best for us. So as I tap into that inner mystical place, and as you tap into that place, I can, and we can all stand firm and confident in my faith, in our faith in the good. We can confidently step up and step into our greatness as we each express the best of ourselves in the world. All right. With that, I'm going to ask us now to get ourselves sort of quiet and comfortable with wherever we are. And we're going to tap into that inner mystical place as I lead us in a spiritual mind treatment. Please accept this treatment for yourself as I give this treatment in the first person. So close your eyes if you're comfortable. Take a couple of nice, slow, deep breaths if you'd like. And know this with me. I know that there is a divine oneness, a wholeness, a spiritual aliveness that is all that is life. It is really all that there is, that this God presence is a presence and power for good. It is all one. It is all united. It is never divided against itself. This power, this presence is infinite intelligence. It is endless love. It is vibrant, alive bodies. It is endless creativity. It is opulent abundance. It is goodness of every kind. And as we today connect to that inner knowing, to that inner mystical place, that inner space in ourselves that connects with us, that we connect with and know that we are divine beings, that we are created by this power, that we are one with it. And I align myself with it completely and totally. And as I do this, I know that all is well in my world. I know that all that I need in my life to live a life that is full and vibrant and alive and wonderful, I know that all is flowing into my life in greater and greater ways. I know that my body is a body of strength and power and vibrancy. I know that as I move through my world, that I experience complete and total love in all that I do, in all of my interactions with people that I meet, with situations that I encounter. I know that my world is a world of divine opulence and good of every kind, including finances, but of every single kind. And I am in the flow of this goodness. I am in the flow of this wholeness, of this love, of this abundance, of this vibrancy of life in every cell of my body, to the very core of my being. I know that this is the truth of who I am. I know that I stand firm in my faith in knowing that this is true, and that I have the courage to step out and to step up into life and to allow the best of who I am to express in all ways in my world. That I know that my talents, my gifts, the things that I have to share with the world are important, and they are part of this spirit of life expressing in the world. I turn away from any idea of struggle and strain. I turn away from any appearance of things just not going right, of things of lack, of limitation, of any appearance of separation from this presence, from this power. And instead, I know that I am completely immersed in love, that I am completely immersed in joy and in peace and in goodness of every kind. So I'm so grateful for this moment to know these truths about myself and about my life. And it is with great thanksgiving and with great joy that I anticipate and know the goodness of life that I am expanding into, that I am perfect expression of this divine presence in the world. So it is with great thanksgiving that I release these words now, standing in great faith, knowing that they are so, and so it is. All right, I'm going to pass it back over to Dr. Bob. Thanks.
Thank you, Judy. That was wonderful. And now we're in for a treat, because the music we're going to listen to, called Baby Steps, you'll hear from Reverend Elisha, who will be bringing us the message today. Elisha is a young minister who is burning up the woods with his enthusiasm, his excitement, and the way in which he's putting this teaching together and synthesizing it with other things. If you heard him last month, you know you're in for a treat. And if you didn't, hang on, because here goes something wonderful.
Namaste, friends. Here's my song called Baby Steps. Song. Do we gain notoriety as we keep
Lovely. Well, my friends, I'm grateful to be back. I'm Reverend Elisha, and let's begin, as always, by taking a few breaths together. Everywhere I go, I just like to take a moment and just let us connect. Even though we're sometimes separated by distance, we're here virtually. Some of us might even be seeing us at different times, but just a moment to focus and come together. So if you will, take a deep breath in and let go. Now take another deep breath in and let go. One more deep breath in and let go. I just want to begin by saying I'm just so incredibly grateful for this virtual space that we have here together. I've found just even so far this morning that the music and the prayerfulness has really brought me personally into a deeper space of appreciation for the moment. You know, I don't know about you, but for myself, the last week, the last couple weeks have been a bit much emotionally. You know, 2 weeks ago, we all came to the horror and just frustration once again at the deaths of Dante Wright and Adam Toledo, and the nation held its breath over the last week as the Derek Chauvin trial continued and the verdict over George Floyd's death came out. And there has been so much for us to process, so much for us to experience, so much for us to feel. And I've been thinking a lot recently about this idea that I believe Neil Donald Walsh, I'm quoting, that says, you know, anytime we choose to be something, anytime we claim something, anytime we give the universe our yes, that everything unlike it shows up. That when we claim who we are, what we want to be, the world that we want to live in, what we choose to believe in, that the universe rises to meet us and says, oh yeah, do you believe it now? Can you see it now? Can you see it in this? Can you believe it in this? Can you see your truth even in this? And in this month of April across CSL, we've been engaging in this conversation about stepping into the unknown. And as a young person in this world, I feel like every day is a step into the unknown. You know, I believe as Judy mentioned earlier in the prayer and in her reading, you know, not only do we have the unspeakable violence and oppression that's happening in the world, we also have a rapidly changing climate. We have an incredibly unstable political environment that for almost everyone in the last year, especially as COVID has washed over our lives, as the experiences of 2020 and this last year moving into 2021 have unfolded around us, we've all been brought into a state of unknown. We've all had the sense of normalcy, the sense of balance that may have been there. Perhaps it was an illusion for some of us. But that sense of normalcy has definitely been shaken away from all of us. And here we are living in a sense, in a new world, that for every single one of us, there are deep unknowns surrounding us. You know, depending on the color of your skin, that unknown may be whether or not you are going to make it home the end of that day, if you have a certain kind of interaction. You know, there is so much to fear around us in the moment. And I was having a conversation with a friend earlier this week, and they said, you know, Elisha, we were discussing just a lot of remarkably unexpected behavior that's been coming out of a lot of people in our individual worlds, and just seeing so much of the confusion and the outrage and the bad behavior that seems to be just coming out left and right out of people. And we were talking, and my friend said to me, she said, you know, now that the fear of COVID, as vaccinations are rolling out, half of the nation is vaccinated, as the impending fear that we've all been living in for the last year, as that starts to ease up and things start to slightly go back to normal, as things start to open up, as we all start to go, you know, back out into the world and eat in restaurants again, and things start to feel a little bit like they used to. Now that the stress is gone, as it alleviates all that's been held down, all that got brought up, all that got activated and agitated by that stress, by that fear, all of that is going to start coming out. And it has to come out. It has to be moved. You know, but in a sense, we are in a moment where we're really kind of walking through a potential sort of societal post-traumatic stress experience that so many of us have been living in some state of fear. And as this sort of sense of normalcy reemerges, we can sure expect all that's been held down by that fear, all that's been held down by that need to just stay focused on what's right in front of us. As that eases up a little bit, all that's underneath that is going to start to rise up. And as we start to step out into the world, as we start to step out into the what is new, what is next, as we step out into the unknown, I think it's incredibly important for us to realize and to remember that we, in this philosophy, in our metaphysics and Centers for Spiritual Living, that we are people who have tools, that we are people who believe in the power of our ability to work with our own mind, to work with our own thinking, to pay attention to what we're feeling, and to turn to our practices of spiritual mind treatment, of doing what Judy did in that opening where she said, where she started with acknowledging what is, and then talking us through a series of awarenesses and affirmations that brought us to a place of remembering a bigger picture, of remembering a bigger idea. That we have practices like meditation, or that we have people in our lives like practitioners or ministers or prayer partners or just friends that we can talk to, that can be in that space where we can uplift each other and remind each other about what's important, about what we want to believe, about what we want to look for. Because there is so much in the world to take our attention and to pull us down into the fear and the doubt and into the worry. And we have to acknowledge what's there, but we also have to do what is necessary in order to do the work ourselves, so that what's been held inside of us and what's been held down by all the difficulty, as our stuff starts to come up, we want to be people who are ready to deal with it, who are ready to step up into a higher level of consciousness, who are ready to step up into a deeper level of awareness and say, okay, I see my triggers, I see my fears, I see the struggle in the world, but I'm going to meet it from a higher level. I'm going to meet it from a different perspective, because we know that we can never solve an issue from the level that created it. So if we meet fear with fear, all we're going to do is perpetuate more fear. If we meet anger with anger, all we're going to do is create more anger. We have to find the counter, the opposite, the uplift. And I, in my own practice and in my synthesis work, I call this zooming in and zooming out. That we need to recognize what are the things that when we zoom in, when we focus on them, they overwhelm our awareness. You know, I say sometimes when we're looking at our circumstances and when we're right up in it, when we're in the pain, when we're in the frustration, when we're in the fear, the anger, it's like trying to look at a painting, but we're right up against it. And we can't actually see what's there because our nose is right up in it. And we can only see what's available right here. So we need to have practices, ways of doing, of being, of thinking that bring us the opportunity to step back so that we can see the bigger picture, so that we can see from a greater view with a broader perspective. And to me, that's our spiritual practice. Those are the things that help us zoom out of the issue, zoom out of the problem, and get into a different mind, into a higher state of awareness. And simple things like meditation, like sitting, connecting with our breath, being in the stillness, returning to the present moment. Things like doing our affirmation work or listening to music that uplifts us or being in conversations with people who will uplift us and ask us questions to think about higher ideas. You know, so often in the face of our difficulty, we want to check out. We want to just turn off the TV or maybe turn on the TV. You know, there's a big difference between checking out and zooming out. And I think I want to invite all of us in this time of, in this continuous time of transition and in this continuous world of emerging difficulty, in order to be part of the change, in order to be part of the transition, we need to pay attention to our patterns and to our behaviors. And that in the face of difficulty, do I open a bottle of wine and binge watch on Netflix? Or do I go for a hike and meditate and watch the sunset? You know, both are opportunities to detach from the struggles that I perhaps might be dealing with in the moment or the pain that I'm seeing in the world. But one puts it on pause and just sort of distracts, as where the other one gives space and time for it to settle, to be integrated. You know, if I'm checking out and having a bottle of wine and watching just show after show after show after show, it doesn't give the self room to process what's happening. It doesn't give us the opportunity to zoom out to a bigger perspective and think about nature, to think about the universe, to think about life, to think about love. It just sort of puts our feelings on pause and just lets us be in the repeat of being distracted by something else. And yet, in the same way, if I choose to acknowledge what is and then say, okay, I need to do something that's going to uplift me. I need to go look at something beautiful. I need to get out of my environment so I can think something different, so I can think differently. You know, anytime we are in a space, certain thinking goes along with that space. Anytime we're in a particular atmosphere or a particular activity, the brain correlates. We have ways of thinking that associate with places and behaviors. And so if we're stuck in a mode, it's important to get out of that, to go get into a different mindset, into a different location, to be around oftentimes nature, something beautiful. And so really for me this week, this idea of, as we're talking about stepping into the unknown continuously, which really stepping into the unknown often involves a lot of fear. Because oftentimes, in order to let go, in order to step into the unknown, we have to let go of the known. We have to let go of what was. We have to let go of what was comfortable. We have to let go of the old ways of doing things in order to choose new patterns and to create new experiences. And so I want to invite us to be a people who are incredibly intentional about our process, because the world needs people right now who are willing to step up, to be the support for people who don't have the same tools, the same groundedness, the same ability to return our awareness to something higher. That in this moment, there is so much pain in our, probably in our individual families, in our communities, in the world at large. And what the world needs right now, I think more than anything, are people who are centered, are people who are grounded, are people who are able to meet what is and not be so devastated by it that we become frozen or that we become irrational or start moving into other ways of thinking to seek out these explanations that may actually be pulling us further and further away from actually looking at what is important. So let us be a people who turn to our spiritual practice, who use the process of spiritual mind treatment and affirmation and meditation, of conversation, of dialogue, of study, of visioning, of being people who are deeply seeking a higher truth in absolutely everything. And perhaps for each one of us, choosing the thing we really want to focus on, choosing one particular practice that we're going to dedicate to. Maybe it's just the willingness to sit every single day and commit for 2 minutes or 5 minutes of just turning everything off and just being still. Perhaps it's a commitment to reach out to someone in your spiritual community and say, hey, let's check in once a week and pray with each other and talk about what we're seeing and ask what could be coming from this. Find an uplift partner, someone who's willing to pray with you, to lift up your consciousness. Have an agreement with someone that when difficult things happen in your life or in the world, that you can reach out to each other and start with what is, but have the intention be to raise each other into an awareness where we start looking from new perspectives. And so, my friends, this week, today, tomorrow, choose to start somewhere. What would it look like for you? What does it look like for me to take one step in being just a little bit more aware of myself, a little bit more aware of yourself? And what are the things that we each do to either check out and just put our feelings on pause and notice what those behaviors are, notice what those things are, and then look to what are the things that I do? Who are the people in my life? What are the activities or the groups that I can participate in that really lift me up, that really bring me into a more creative or open and loving mind? Because in a world that is so tumultuous, it's easy to be brought down by the gravity of everything that is happening around us. And it's so important for each one of us to have something that we can reach up to, someone that we can reach out to, something that we can hold dear, that brings us back to center, that allows us to step up and remain centered and focused, and people who are willing to think into what is possible when we see what is. Let us become a people who are willing to look for what is possible when we see what is. Because the world, our communities, our families, each one of us need people who can look to what's possible in the face of what is in front of us. Because if we ever want to live into this vision that we in Centers for Spiritual Living claim that we are here for, to awaken humanity to its spiritual magnificence and to bring forth a world that works for all, everything unlike it is going to rise up in front of us. And it's up to each one of us to choose to rise into our own spiritual magnificence in that moment. Every time that which is unlike it rises up in front of us, Am I willing to embody what spiritual magnificence looks like in the face of that? Every time I see one more way that the world is not working for someone, am I willing to be the place where it does? Am I willing to be the place where something different happens? Am I the one who is willing to be the place where the change happens because of me, inside of me, around me? Let that be who we are. Let that be what it means to be a person who practices metaphysics and science of mind, that we are people who walk in the world and we see it with possibility, that we look to what is and we be the place where something new emerges. And so, my friends, if you will, just take a deep breath in. If it's comfortable, close your eyes. And together, let us just anchor in the awareness that there is something greater than we are that breathes us. That there is a power beyond our control that beats our hearts. That indeed we are being lived by something. And I call that something God. You may call it the universe, life, energy, just the isness itself. But I recognize here and now that there is one seamless presence that is living and breathing throughout the entirety of the universe. One heart, one mind, one consciousness, one love, beating, pulsing, shining, spinning in absolutely every particle, every planet, every plant, every person, all possibility, God and only God. And so in this moment, I just claim, know, and declare for each person listening that each one of us is a channel for divine mind, that each one of us is a place where the quantum nature of the universe of all possibility folds itself into one single particular moment of experience, that we are the place where the possible becomes actual, that each one of us is the place where divine intelligence focuses itself into existence as a new choice. So let us be a people who are willing and able to see from the mind of the universe, to hear and to feel from the heart of God, and to see that which is in front of us, and to become the place where something new emerges in the world. Let us live a life of celebration of possibility and continuously choose through our actions, through our voice, through our word, through every step that we take. Let us choose to move towards a greater version of life and activate our own spiritual magnificence and look for it in every single human life and uplift and elevate the world around us until this is the celebration, the truth, the gratitude, and the joy that we all live in together. And so in this moment, I just recognize that there is indeed a power for good in this universe that is so much greater than we are. And yet it is who we are. And so let each of us be a place of cultivation that allows that presence, that truth, that goodness to come through us in everything we do. And let each one of us be a place where the spirit of life is revealing itself in new ways, on purpose, for a purpose, as our very lives. And so for all of this and so much more, I just say yes. Yes, yes, and so it is. Thank you, my friends. And Vance, I think I pass it on to you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Elijah, it was an awesome talk this morning. So I'm going to lead us into our next step, which is the section for prosperity, for giving, and as Reverend Elijah spoke, we're talking about what's possible, stepping into the unknown. And for me and my spiritual practice and the giving that I give back into where I'm spiritually fed, which is the Center for Spiritual Living Midtown, there's an opportunity for us to give. And, you know, that tithing, whether that's you or not, that 10%, concept, which perpetuates itself into our lives I've taken that to heart and apply that in my life, and I know that it works. So if that's for you, if you're feeling you're spiritually fed, and I know we have a lot of people on that listen, that come and join us every week, that is where they're at as well. So I invite you to say with me the affirmation of prosperity, and you'll notice something new on the screen. There's a little QR code, and for anybody that wants to donate, it's an excellent way to donate. You just aim your phone with your camera on, open that, it'll pop up a link, and it'll take you right to our donation site. So say this with me. I live in a universe of abundance. As I freely and joyfully give, I join in the divine flow. And all that I share with life returns to me, multiplied abundantly. And so it is. And we got some announcements coming up. Reverend Bob will be back with us next week. And it's May already, which is crazy. So Holy, Holy Uprising is the theme for May. And you'll see that next Sunday is This Adventure Called Life. On Tuesdays, we've got the Spiritual Empowerment Session from noon to 12:30, same Zoom meeting that pretty much we do everything on. This Wednesday, we've got the Worlds of Consciousness continuing. This week, it's the mental world. Last week was a great introduction to these four different worlds of consciousness that Reverend Bob is going through. And so come join us. Everyone's kind of a standalone, but they're all different, teaching us about these different thought processes of consciousness that we are all working in. Share the link on Facebook. If you've got friends that you think might enjoy the talk, share it. Let people know. And if you haven't already, subscribe to the YouTube channel. It's a new way we're sharing this information with the world, and it allows more and more people to see what we're doing and sharing in the world. On Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. before the service, join us for the Sunday morning discussion group. We're going through the 365 Science of Mind, which is one day a week. There's 365 days of wisdom by Ernest Holmes, and there's a discussion on that. And you don't have to have read this week's reading at all. Just come and join, and it's a good discussion on that. And if you've got something going on that you need help with, we have practitioners available to help. And if you can't get out of your own head and into the space that you need to be to help, that's what we have practitioners for. They can see something clear, a clearer picture, a more clear idea of what Spirit has for us, for where we want to go and that direction. So there's a prayer request on the website right there, the treatment-prayer request. So take advantage of that. They're here for us, and that's something that we do. They are licensed. They have studied a lot. They have actual practice in doing this. So take advantage. And now I'd like to end with our closing affirmation of life. So say this with me as I leave this place now, knowing something better than I knew before. I go forth into the world with a heart full of love and a mind full of good sense. I look at the world in a greater way, knowing that I have within me everything I need to create the life I desire. I give thanks for this understanding, and I am grateful for the Spirit of life that lives through me. And so it is. Have a great week, everybody, and we'll see you next week.